Beis Kislev. We're going to carry on in Mitzvah Shem today with the halachas of Siman Shin Lamed concerning El Yoledes. We're going to carry on from Siv Gimel onwards. We will, however, first do a quick chazorah of what we discussed yesterday. We spoke yesterday about the fact that the Yoledes is automatically considered a chole sheyesh bo sakana. We did not discuss yesterday at what stage is considered a Yoledes, halachically speaking. That allows us to be Michal Shabbos. We're going to do that to Mitzvah Shem very soon. But yesterday we didn't discuss that. What we did discuss is that once she's considered Chol Shesh B'Zakona, obviously you're not to do any melochas for her, even the reises, everything which is necessary. We did mention two very crucial points. Point number one was that ideally you should do it B'Shinui, as far as it doesn't cause a delay and any problems. And we mentioned that is Lekula Alma, even according to the poskim, who say that on a normal, in a regular case of Chole Sheish B'Sakona, there was a machlokes as to whether it requires Lechatchila Shinui or not. We discussed yesterday that as far as the Yoled is concerned, everybody agrees that ideally should do a Shinui. And the reason for that is because it's a different type of a Sakona, because it's a natural type of Sakona, and therefore everybody will agree that there is a slightly less dangerous, it's not an emergency type of situation, and therefore, if possible, one should do it b'shinui. Obviously, if it's possible and feasible at all. That was the first point which we discussed. Another important point which we did discuss is the point that the Shulchan Aruch makes, is that a nair, you're not to light a nair for Yoledes. And the interesting point was that even for a Summa, one is allowed to do that, even if she's Chmon al Islam blind, nevertheless, it is permitted to light a nail for her, a candle for her, and the reason for that being that it calms her down. She is calmer if she knows that the midwives have light. And from that was the Makoyer and the source, what the poskim said, that you can go very far with that, and anything which really calms her down and has a psychological calming effect on the Yoledes is therefore perfectly mutter. We spoke about different hospitals, we spoke about other melochas which might be involved, and all these cases, the makor for that is this halacha of Neir. I just want to... it is more nagyaf. It is a little bit... Kalvachoyme. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's a valid point. However, the Gemara only states about it. It seems to be that for Yoledes in particular, it seems to be a particularly important factor. But you are right. If in any Cholesh Eish B'Zakona, as we did mention, everything, we are allowed to do anything which is necessary for him to heal. And often, the psychological well-being will also affect. But a Neir, as far as a Neir, yeah, if the Metzias is that will calm him down, yes, it will be Mutter. Yeah, it's true. I just want to add, I checked the Moshe inside about which I quoted yesterday, about going to the hospital, if she says she doesn't need the husband to come with. So we did mention several posts. The truth is that some posts came Armakel, but I believe I mistakenly quoted Reb Moshe Feinstein saying that it's Mutter as well. Reb Moshe is not so sure about it. In the case she says she doesn't need, in case she explicitly says, I don't need anybody to come with me, I know it's more malocha if my husband comes with, and she explicitly says, Eini tzricha, I don't need, then Ramosh is not so convinced that it is muta. He doesn't say it, but I just want to get the record straight. He's not so sure about it. Definitely, if she says, yes, please, I want my husband to come with, then there's nothing to talk about. I just want to get the record straight as far as that is concerned. Right. We are going to carry on, I would say, with Gimel, which is going to define exactly from what stage on which is considered Chol Sheish B'Zakona. Okay, what stage is she considered Yoledes? Nikras Yoledes lechalal Seif Gimel. Nikras Yoledes lechalal Oleo Shabbos. She is considered a Yoledes that permits us to be Mechal Shabbos. Meshet Heishev ala Mashbeir. From the point that she is Teishev, she sits ala Mashbeir, which was the I don't know what the English word is for that, the chair in the olden days that I used to use on that chair, the birthing chair, the birthing stool, is that the right word? Oi, Mishosh Adam Shoises V'Yoyret. Alternatively, when the blood just comes down and flows down. Oi, or alternatively, third case, Mishosh Chavriseo Noises Oiso Bizreisea She'en Bokeach Ba'aloch, from the stage that she's not capable of walking by herself anymore. Her friends her friends need to carry her. That would be the third stage that would allow you to mechal Shabbos. She hasn't got the kerach anymore to walk. Kiven shenira, from the point that any of those signs are being seen, kiven shenira echad me'elu mechalin olo aleo lesa Shabbos. From any of those three, point you're allowed to mechal Shabbos for her. I'm going to get back to this in a minute, Mitzvah Shem. I just want to do Mishnah Berurah first. Sif Kotten Tess. Echad me'elu, v'davke le'inyin ha'dvorim ha'she'ef shal ha'soysun bli ichuv ve'ikuv. Only as far as the things are concerned that you can do without delay. Lo chitzorich lehamtin ad shenira echad me'shloshet simonim ha'elu. It's only talking about the things that can wait until that point. But obviously things that you cannot wait that long, you're obviously allowed to do before that. Which I want to get back to that very shortly, Mitzvah Shem. Avale inin kiras chachoma mokim rochik v'chedoyme. However, when it comes to calling a midwife from a distant place or similar cases, she'im nantinat shiurim o'ele tizache chachoma lovoi. If you wait until she's that stage and you start calling the midwife, then it's going to be a little bit late. Al kein mishoshim ageshik ktsas. Therefore, even if she feels already ktsas, she feels a little bit, which is probably referring to contractions. Even if you're in doubt, you're allowed to call her already. Even if she is three pasos away. I just want to get that because this is very, very nagal adina. I want to get this very clear. Now, first of all, which is a very important point for us to be aware of, is the following. In the olden days, women used to give birth at home. There wasn't, in the times of that we are referring to over here, there was no facilities of hospitals. Which is a very important point to know, because obviously if we are talking about calling and doing the malachas, well, she's at home and you call the midwives to you. Now, as far as going to the hospital is concerned, which means nowadays you're going to the hospital with a woman who is in labor. Well, surely if you wait any of those stages, it's much too late, right? If you're only going to drive into the hospital when she's on the birthing stool, there's a bit of a problem there. It's just a bit of at least a logistic problem, and probably more than that as well. So obviously, there must be a different halacha. So how does that work? Well, to the soid of that is what the Mishnah Berurah just told us now. That this is only if there's imnam tinat shiurin o'elit yisach ha'chachom o'lovoy. But obviously, if more time is required, then obviously, you're allowed to do that earlier. In other words, when it comes halacha lemaisa, when it comes to a lady who is in labor, if there's regular contractions, the poskim say when there's regular contractions, one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos, one is allowed to go to a hospital. Regular contractions, you know, some poskim might about 15 to 20 minutes contractions or something on those lines, then it's mutar mechal Shabbos and you go into a hospital. Interestingly, some poskim are hesitant to be making more than actual drive to a hospital, because they say that driving to hospital, that's what mustn't delay. But once you're in hospital, you can wait there to do further malachas, i.e. writing and signing and all the other things which are possibly and likely to be required, also electrical, you know, to walk through electric doors. What is necessary, you're allowed to do, but you have to wait a little bit until you get to a further stage in labor, which is maybe not so practical. I'm not sure it's a chumri eser or not, but it's something to keep in mind that some person can only make ill as far as the going to hospital is concerned. And once you're in hospital, you have to wait until a further stage in labor. I'm just pointing this out because some person can be a bit more machmi, but again, other person can be more make ill. Right. Save Dalit. Kol Shloshi Yomim. After the actual birth. Because that's a very important Yisod over here, which is going to get to other dinim as well. Kol Shloshi Yomim. Siv Dalet. Kol Shloshi Yomim. All the 3 days. Hori Shodim. Straight the first few 3 days after the birth. Afilo Omro Eino Tzricha. Even if she says, I do not need. Mechalin Olea Esa Shabbos. You're not to Mechal Shabbos. We know this halacha very well from El Chazum Kippur, but we're going to get back to that. Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss it at length. From 3 days until 7 days, omra eino tzricha en mechalin. Then it depends. If she says tzricha, I need it, you're not mechal Shabbos. If she says eino tzricha, then you're not mechal Shabbos. Mikan ve'elach, after 7, afilo omra tzricha en mechalin oleo. Even if she says, I do need it, you ignore her. You do not, you're not Michal Shabbos for her. Elo Ari, Ashloishim, Kecholish Eish B'Zakona. She's automatically considered Cholish Eish B'Zakona, but not more than that. Well, as we've learned, a Cholish Eish B'Zakona has halachas himself, right? Amir Lenochi is Mutter, and Shinui is also at certain cases Mutter, but she's not more than that. She's not more than any regular Cholish Eish B'Zakona. Okay, Sif Cotton Yud, Shloish Yomim, V'loi Chashvin on Me'eslet. That's a very important shayla. How do we count these Shloish Yomim, these 3 days? Now, there's 3 ways of counting it. Say, on Sunday, the birth is on Sunday afternoon. So now, do you count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and from Wednesday, she's considered, is that the fourth day already? Or will you count 3 times 24 hours? Right? It's counting from Sunday to Monday at the same time of day is 24, and then another. Is it Me'es Le'es, or is it just calendar days? We do not count Me'es Le'es. K'mosh Kosuv, B'Simen Tov Reish Yud Zayin, L'gabi Yom Kippurim. As we discussed in Simen Tov Reish Yud Zayin, regarding Hilchas Yom Kippurim. V'alkein, Im Ho'ilido B'Yom Rev'i, Koidem Ben Hashmoshos, and therefore if she gave birth on Yom Rivi on Wednesday before Ben Hashmoshes, Shuv also lechalel of Shabbos, lechalel Olya Shabbos, im lo Omro Tzichani, then you wouldn't be allowed to Michal Shabbos because that would be the fourth day already. Chen Kosav Mogen Avom. So writes the Mogen Avom. I'm besim in Tov Reish Yudzan shemigam agro me'oit shom. V'kosav the Melosh Narosh v'perik merubo. Mashma shesoy v'kem bepshitas. The Kamonas Agmoru me'es le'es. The Gon is very much choylek. The Vilna Gon, and he says that no, it is actually me'es le'es. V'lo reg le'tirutze divra b'hak osin. It's not just to respond the b'hak. V'chen mochum divra agro behedi b'tshuvas harosh. Klal chovov shesoy v'kem bepshitas ein shom. V'chen mashma divra ritvo perik rebelez damila. Having several makomis, Mishnah Brurah takes great length in that. The Ein Eli Rabbis Shkosim Divra Isav Hetek. I'm Ken Mashmat Rabbi Inu Shloishem Mishlemi. From the Eli Rabbis, it also seems that you need 3 full days as V'Hanu Me'es Le'es, and that seems to be Me'es Le'es and not just calendar days. V'Ach Yach Motzasi B'Sefer Neizah Yisrael B'Shem Chuvas B'Sefer Anche. Gam Ken Kosav Kidvarenu. The B'Sefer Haim agrees to that. V'Nim Tzor Lefize the Ben Le'inim Melech Shabbos the Ben Le'inim Kippurim Ad Gimel Me'es Le'es Chashvinon Lo Lemesukenes Umuta Afidu Lo Yomro Tzichoni. So it says Halacha Lemaisa, whether it's Melech Shabbos or whether it is Yom Kippurim, as far as eating is concerned, Yom Kippur, we always consider them. We say that even if we say it's Me'es Le'es, which is obviously the kula, and even if she doesn't say tzrichoni, you're not to mechal Shabbos, and she's not to eat. Umegimel v'adzayin, me'es le'es, mikshom v'tzrichoni. Similarly, you carry on from 3 to 7, you also carry on with the me'es le'es cheshbon. V'nir delin yom kippurim, b'vadei yesh litzad le'okel. Certainly, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you're not to be mekel. The sofik nefoshes, because it's always, by default, Yom Kippur is always sofik nefoshes, and you're not to be mekel. Afidu delin Shabbos gamken, ilo nizdam eloi, even when it comes to Shabbos, also you're Mekel. Obviously, ideally, you should ask a goy, but if you can't, you are allowed to be Mekel to the cheshbon of Me'es Le'es. Hori Shoinim, Migmar Leido, and Bivir Alocha. This Mishnah over here is just referring to the Alocha in which he discusses when exactly do you count the 3 days, from what point exactly within the labor, which is not so much halacha lemaisa because we're talking about, you know, a few minutes early, a few minutes later. It's not so much a nafkamin ledina, but that is what the biolacha discusses. Afilu amro eino tzricho vehem dvarim shchavuse oim rois tzidov azeh oisim lechayo vechol chayo tzricho lekach. What does that mean if she says she doesn't need it? What is it referring to? So it's referring to things that other her friends say that that's something which a woman who gave birth needs. And she says, no, I don't need that. And with having a professional opinion over here, such as a doctor or a proper midwife who has got a proper clear opinion if she actually physically does need it or not. It's an interesting point that. Mechaladinin. The kiven, the kola yoldes tzricha lekach, aval pish enun yoydim alzu, ve'efshad yichon elhamtin ato erev, mechalin misfeike ve'en shemin lo. The Dilma chulches a das nokat lo. Maybe she chulches a das. I'm going to explain it. She ma'ases kol ha'ochlin and she ainu magish le shaito. First 3 days, you even if she doesn't say tzrichani, even if she doesn't say it, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos because we're worried that she actually does need it and she wasn't very honest with herself about it. And therefore, within the 3 days, whatever she says, you're not to Michal Shabbos for her, and you don't really care what she says. Okay, וזה לא שנה רשבו. We're going to go through very quickly through the רשבו. וזה לא שנה רשבו. על ידי דס תוך שלושה שעי חלס, מערך לבני אודם ואוימו שאין הצריכו שבש לעבורו בשבס. If she's there within 3 days, we don't need, she doesn't need to cook food for her. ויש אבנה מסוכנס, אנו חושבין ללדס. We consider her as מסוכנס, she's in danger. מפני שבוריה מספרקין ומרוסקס היא. That her limbs are in pieces and she's basically not in her full koiches. Elo she'enu mageshes l'shaito, and she doesn't really feel for the moment. V'im toich al tzonu nishad v'rim she'enu mesukenes oichel oisom yavu l'dei sakone. If she eats regular food that people normally would eat, it wouldn't be good for her, and that could potentially bring it to sakone. V'lefichach, and therefore, kol she'enu dvorim ha'machzik, ha'machazkin, u'machin, abrin, mechanu nes ha'shabes. Everything which, if there is no food which is better for you, you're supposed to be Michal Shabbos for Ad Kan L'Shoyne. Until here, these are the words of the Rashba. Mikol Mokim Heicho De'ikir Chachomo Reifo Ve'emez Gam Kein She'en Atzicho Shoymin Lohem Sha'a Bechai She'en Oysin Lohem Chami B'chol Yoyim. Well, that's an important point, that sometimes there's no need at all, right? If they should never eat this hot food, there's no mitzvah, just punk because it's Shabbos, you're going to be Michal Shabbos for her. Right, I mean, that's fair enough. Because of Mokim Avom She'achshav Noheges La'yolde She'oich Lois Chamin Shal Esmel B'Shabbos Ad Kan L'Shoyne. Mokim Avom says often, you know, you could use yesterday's, which is more kuladik. And we call Mokim Nira Da'kolif. This is the crucial, the final words of the Mishnah Berurah, the crucial ones. That Nira Da'kolif Yachole. It depends very much on the chole. If you feel she needs it, Michal Shabbos. If you feel she doesn't need it, don't be Michal Shabbos. Of course, she's a sakana, and of course, the situation is a bit more. You know, you have to be aware that she just gave birth, but they, you know, if she really doesn't need it, then obviously no need to Michal Shabbos. Save cotton, you dalet. Mishloy Shvat Shiva, Omro Ene Tzricho, Lefish Ene Becheskas, Musukenes, Loisna Advorm, Shirigilos, Chavisela, Asuslo. From 3 until 7, she's not considered as a corner for regular items. Also, a very important point, you know, we're not allowed to Michal Shabbos. This is very negative to Shimon Shun Chavches as well. If they, even in a case that potentially she would be allowed to Michal Shabbos for it, if you can wait until Motze Shabbos, obviously you're supposed to wait for it. That's true also by any other Pikuach Nefesh situation that we find. You know, if you can wait, if the delay doesn't matter, then obviously you're supposed to delay until Motze Shabbos. Therefore, you will trust her if she says Eino Tzicho. Kol zek she'amro beferush, avol bistom mechalenin. This is only if she says beferush, I don't need it. But if it's time you are mechalad, however, we have to be aware that from 3 to 7 there is still a slight sakana involved, and chilul Shabbos is permitted. And if the doctor or the midwife said yes, she actually does need a chilul Shabbos, pshita mechalad afilu achayu emeres eino tzricho. You'll have to mechal Shabbos, although even if she says, the yoledes herself says, I don't need it. That's also an interesting point. What about if other ladies say she actually does need it? Interesting point. Doctors say she doesn't need it. Midwife says she doesn't need it. But her friends say, you know what, I think she actually does need it. You just ignore them. Finish. You know, women talk. You know, often you can't take it too seriously. However, if the Chayo herself says, if the Yoledes herself says she needs it, obviously listen to her. The Levi Yodeh Maraz Nafsh, that's a big klal, which we've come across in Shin Chofres as well. If a Chayo says, I need it, and he's really serious about it, and he's genuine about it, he says, I need something, you're not to Michal Shabbos for the following reason. Levi Yodeh Maraz Nafsh, a person knows the suffering of his soul, and therefore you're not to Michal Shabbos. This is true for any
still day 3 in this case.
Yeah, any. This is always like that. The truth
still
is,
three,
yeah,
this
yeah.
Between 3 and 7.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this would be true. In fact, if she's perfectly healthy as well. If a person on the street, you encounter a person on the street on Shabbos, and he says, I need desperately some chilul Shabbos. I don't know what a good case would be. If a person on the street says, I need this. And you're not Michal Shabbos for him because it's Levi Yodeh Maraz Nafshoy. And if he knows better, even if Reufe would say, I'm not sure it looks like such a serious case, but if he's, you know, if you see that he's genuine about it, then you're not Michal Shabbos for it. We came across that. So in Chofres. What point are you referring to? Interesting point. Very interesting question. You could really ask that question about any chole sheish b'zakona. Right? Is a chole sheish b'zakona, is he not to be more more mechal than anybody else who's going to do it for him or not. On the contrary, is he maybe allowed to do less than others? What's the case?
He's not gay with
the Vach. Right.
He shouldn't be mechal
with the Vach. Right.
So talking about him doing the actual...
Right, if he'll do a chil for himself, yeah. Let's say, you know, he can give an injection himself or whatever. Is he more lenient for him rather than for others? Well, the Teretz is, there's absolutely no distinction at all. There's no difference at all. If it's mutter, it's mutter for you, it's mutter for him, it's for anybody else. Well, that's why I'm saying that it has to be genuine. If you feel this particular person is a person who's going to be, you know, is going to mislead others, then obviously not. But the truth is very interesting, because since there's a heter to Michal Shabbos, then potentially you're not even doing an aver if you're doing it for him. Because if you think that it's a Levi Yodeh Meras Nafshoy case, if you think that he really needs it, and you're Michal Shabbos for him, then even if ultimately he doesn't need it, it still would be okay. Right? But the truth is, if you think that he's not really honest about it, then you're right.
How serious does he have to be? I mean, if he says, well, I'm desperate for something, he's got to follow this
much. Well, if it's just a craving for a type of chocolate or something, then, you know, well, obviously not. It's talking about... Yeah. Correct. Very correct. Yeah.
I need this chocolate, I'm going to die. My kids say that all the time.
You feel that they genuinely believe
it.
Pardon?
Or you will.
If you feel that they're totally genuine, they may have psychological issues, but if they genuinely believe it, and it's causing them grief, and the guy's catching his chest because he found out the chocolate, presumably the chocolate's fine. But it's an unusual animal.
Right. I mean, if a person comes along and he says that I need desperately oxygen, right? Which includes probably melachos. I'm not sure how they... If a person would come and he would say that I need oxygen, I can feel that. And you cannot prove or disprove him. And he comes genuinely along and he says that I need it. You know, Lev Yodeh Meras Nafshoy. You know, Lev Yodeh Meras Nafshoy. And this is, yeah. Has to?
No, about
this. Interesting point. Here it's not made. You say the Mishnah Berurah is not pointing this out. Interesting. It is. Did it say that he needs to keep Shabbos? I don't think it said that it's... Yes. Can you just read the Loshon Mishnah Berurah over there? I haven't got it here. Right, okay. It's a good point, something to think about. It's a valid point. Okay. Sefkotten Tezvov. Mishnah Berurah Sefkotten Tezvov. Mikan ve'elech. It's referring to from 7 days onwards. Kiven she'anu yodim she'en lo choy li'acher. Af ihi eno emeresken. Hakul bekindim mishum leido. Eno sakonas lechomim. Basically, the point is that she's already in that stage that normally these things are not bikuach nefesh and you can easily wait until Motzei Shabbos. No need to dafke Michal Shabbos for her. She's considered, generally speaking, until 30 days, she's considered Cholish Ein B'Sakona. It says in the Mishnah Berurah Sefkotten Tezayin, that you're allowed to tell a goy, you're allowed to tell a goy to do melachos, as we've discussed, for any Cholish Ein B'Sakona, the halacha is you're allowed to tell a goy to do any melachos. Reb Shlomo Zalman points out, it's only talking about things she says, tzrichani. If she doesn't say, I need it, then obviously not in Michal Shabbos. Right? She says, I need it. Then, for that particular request, she's considered a Chodesh Ein B'Zakona. She wouldn't be considered a Chodesh Ein B'Zakona for anything she wants. Only if she says, tzrichani, I need it, only for that she's going to be considered a Chodesh Ein B'Zakona. So, yeah.